It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, CJ.
How's it going?
It's stunningly beautiful.
It isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Oh, so, yum.
Life is good. Life is really good. And being that it's good, I want to talk about a tough subject for me to talk about anyway, which is vulnerability. So you may recall about a year and a half ago, I was so excited to find this TED Talk. My daughter sent me this link for Brené Brown, Dr. Mm-hmm. Brené Brown. You remember this?
I do because I ran out and got her book right away.
So did I. I got the two books. The first one, I thought it was just me. And then the second, The Gifts of Imperfection.
Yeah.
And her work, she's a researcher and she was studying connection, but what she learned about was disconnection. And so this first TED Talk, which is about a year and a half ago, which is available online on YouTube, the first talk she gave was basically she felt like she just revealed herself. She talked about that what's beneath disconnection is shame and fear, and what's beneath shame and fear is vulnerability, and it's a universal condition. And yet, some of us are more resilient with it. Some of us are just, you know, really held back, live smaller, miserable mm-hmm. with that. And all of us have it except sociopaths or people that are, you know, incapable of relationship. And some of us, though, are resilient. And so in this talk, she talked about when she was looking at her data. This is the talk from a year and a half ago. She's looking at her data and she realized that she was on the don't do list, that she was perfectionistic and tried to control everything and, you know, the A student and tie it up in a neat bundle and don't anybody see the flaws. And she talked about in that talk that she had this breakdown. Mm-hmm. And so she said after she gave that talk, so this is her new TED Talk. After she gave that talk, she said what she had was shame hangover. She said she couldn't go out for a couple of days. And when she finally did go out to see a dear old friend, she talked about perhaps seeing if she could steal the video before it got put on YouTube because she was so embarrassed that she told the world about her own breakdown. And I related to this because it's a tough subject to talk about. Yeah. I remember when I came in to do the radio show, and I love this video, but I thought, gee, talking about shame, who's going to want to talk about shame? And that's kind of embarrassing to admit that I have that, and that, you know, it's a struggle for me, and because I want to look like I have my act together, and I want to look like I know what I'm doing, and I don't want people to see how messy my house is, you know? So I really get why it was so difficult for her, and yet how critical, because she believes in her heart and soul that if we don't talk about it, it's in control. And shame is positively correlated with lots of bad things like bullying, eating disorders and depression and mm-hmm. suicide, where guilt, which is a different thing, is positively correlated, meaning inversely correlated. I mean, guilt is meaning I maybe did something bad, where shame is I am bad.
Yeah.
Right. And so if we can't talk about it, if we can't be vulnerable with each other, and by the way, the less we talk about it, the more we have it. So I think it's kind of an interesting corollary that we're more vulnerable for disconnection. And I think about the political discourse going on right now and how behind that bullying discourse is shame.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we don't find a way to kind of look at that in ourselves and own it and talk about it. And I know I have spent many years trying not to be vulnerable. You know, I think many of us have. We try to like control everything and make sure we're going to be safe and not let people see, you know, again, shame is a fear that we're going to be rejected. If people really knew who I was, I'll be rejected. And so we try to, you know, keep it all in control so we don't ever have to face that fear.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, so when, for example, when I got stuck in Europe a couple of years ago, I don't get a lot of sympathy for this, but we were stuck in Europe with that volcano, could not get home. And what was so deep in me was I was out of control. I could not, and I'm pretty tenacious, I could not make what I wanted to have happen. I was out of control, and I had a meltdown with it. And in hindsight, it was really facing my own vulnerability. And there's a great quote from Madeleine L'Engle, I'm saying that right, she wrote Wrinkle in Time. When we were children, we used to think that when we were grown up, we would no longer be vulnerable. But to grow up is to accept vulnerability. To be alive is to be vulnerable. Yet we have such a hero myth, just love our leaders and everyone around us to look like they have to act together. It's only me that, you know, has to deal with this icky, not enough feeling, but it's indeed universal. And we can't control it. You know, but we can be resilient with it. That's what she calls wholehearted living. And part of being resilient with it is that we can talk about it, mm-hmm. that we can, with people that we trust, that we can share it and then let it go. Because then we'll find out, oh, you too? I thought it was just me.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of power in talking about the condition and the vulnerability that we have. The thing about vulnerability, I mentioned before in the air, she's getting calls from Fortune 500 companies to do talks because of her TED Talk was so popular. And Dr. Brown said, "Well, what do you want me to talk about? Well, we don't want you to mention shame or vulnerability. We don't do that here. But talk about creativity, talk about innovation, talk about change."
Yeah.
And she paused and she said, vulnerability is the birthplace of creativity, innovation, and change. Because think about that. When you're putting something out into the world or you're changing, doing something you've never done before, you are in a vulnerable place. Mm-hmm. The thing about that shame that I think is just interesting because more recently since that TED Talk, she's talking more about men versus women and shame, which I thought was really interesting to note because the feeling is the same, that wash of ugh that mm-hmm. comes over us. But for women, we'll never do it well enough. We have to do it all perfectly, which is why I hate people seeing my messy house, you know, or why I want to mm-hmm. Look like I have my act together. All the things we're supposed to be is unattainable. So we have conflicting and competing expectations that we're not thin enough, smart enough, mother enough, working hard enough, whatever. But for men, it's different. There's just one. Their vulnerability is about do not be weak.
Ah.
So if a man reaches out and tells his story, you know, of his own shame, he can get the stuffing beat out of him because, you know, we want our men to not show that vulnerability. So I thought that was really helpful to know as well.
Well, it makes it easier for me thinking about this. I mean, okay, so guess who I'm thinking about? There's a radio personality who screams the loudest, mm-hmm. is the most vitriolic, mm-hmm. Is blah, blah, blah. So listening to you, I'm thinking, well, he must have the most shame.
Mm-hmm.
He must be filled with shame.
Yeah, and of course you can't own it. And again, what she says is if you can't talk about it, it's more likely the more you have it. And certainly the more resilient we get. So one can own all parts of ourselves, and this is a shadow part of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it does increase my empathy for the vitriolic, bullying discourse. It's because, you know, behind that, you know, the more bravado there is, usually there's the more vulnerability there is.
Interesting.
So what she's saying is vulnerability is our most accurate measurement of courage. If we have the courage to come out from behind ourselves and make it real, we have the courage to be genuine, transparent, authentic, we're vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a gift we give not only to ourselves, but to those around us, because we're showing that we're human.
Mm-hmm.
And people connect more with that, as well as it's a lot easier to live in your skin when you're that way. Let me end with a quote from M. Scott Peck, who wrote a lot. He's a psychiatrist. He wrote a lot about community. There can be no vulnerability without risk. There could be no community without vulnerability. There could be no peace and ultimately no life without community.
Mm.
So vulnerability is the birthplace of connection.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Marcia.
Thank you.
All right.